You have to put a plate of hot water on your stomach. It may spill over and burn yourself. You may burn yourself, and therefore one should not do that. It's about an open bottle of water. Hot water bottle that is properly sealed is not a problem of sakona. If you want to soothe your stomach, to warm up the garment and put it on your stomach, that is permitted, even on Shabbos, because it's not something that is looks like a medical procedure. Also, you're not using any type of medicine. It's something warm you're putting on your stomach. In the case of a hot water bottle, you don't have the issa of putting it on your stomach because of sakana. The question is, what about on Shabbos? So the machlek is the place if you're allowed to put that thing on your stomach on Shabbos. And the Mishavur Pasim is the Mokum. So, Godel Yesh Lahakim. If there's a strong need to have this hot water bottle, then one can be. If he's Mamish Achoyle, then he can do any type of refuah that doesn't involve a malofa. Yeah. Shlom Zaman is Mekil to use a hot water bottle when it's cold outside, because he says that people that are healthy that do that also just to warm themselves up, and therefore it's not naked, they're doing it for refuah. Person who is bathing in a river or a lake, which the area around it is a kamas, which is Ram Durabonim, has to make sure that he dries himself off before he walks away from it, because if he doesn't do so, he's going to be carrying the water with him. So basically, he has to put his clothing very close to the water, so that he can put them on right away. And he gets a towel he has to wear, because otherwise he can't carry it. Prima brothers is a bigger chumra. He's in the water still, but the top part of his body is out of the water. The time that he walks four amas, with the top body out of the water, he's carrying the water in the top part of his body, four amas. So you have to go into a river which has a steep slope. Otherwise, until you get to your clothing, you're already walking more than amas with water on your body. Or roll in the water till you get. Yeah. But hoyda b'shus rabbim u'mata seicha v'avroish v'avlusha yloik b'nivot. You're walking in the shus rabbim, even the shus rabbim, and it's torrential downpour of rain. Even though there is rain that is going to be on your garments, that is permitted, because mikadin you're not doing the dechot, so it's not the normal way to carry, and you also it's a very small amount. Less than the shear. He's not Shabbos chita since he was wearing it from beforehand. He didn't put on the garment when it was wet. Yeah. It says you're allowed to, even if it's raining, you're allowed to go out of your house. You don't have to be concerned that you shouldn't lachat chila put yourself in the position that you have this rainwater on yourself. Even though you're now the toivah kli, which is tamei on Shabbos, because you are fixing it, you're making it usable, that's not tamei anymore. But a person is permitted because when he goes into water, it doesn't look like he's doing something ritual. It looks like he's just bathing. And even if it's cold outside or the water is not pleasant water, still sometimes the person is dirty, he goes into these waters, even these situations. Therefore, since it's not clear cut that you're doing it for ritual bathing, it is all right. As far as women going to the mikveh and Shabbos, according to this, shouldn't be a problem. Though there's always going to talk about that nowadays it's worse, because on Shabbos there's a minig not to bathe. So why is this person telling me bathing? Before they make the chumra not to bathe, so it looks like you're bathing. But if you don't bathe, then now you do it looks like going to the mikveh. Although Maisa, if she needs to go to the mikveh, it's permitted, unless she intentionally pushed it off to Shabbos, that's a problem. Police can say a person who is machmir and take Tzilas Ezra from Tumas Kervis, that's better, because really it's not also. It's not really being stuck in anything. The Maisa, many of those people that do it is to be made if the water in the mikveh is boiling hot, that's another problem. It's a problem of bathing in hot water, we're talking about in cold or lukewarm water. If you want to go to a boiling hot mikveh, ask your child.